Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come ready to hear from you, ready to receive into our hearts what you have for us tonight. We bless you. We give you thanks, Lord, for giving us everything. We thank you that you are so good to us. We would have nothing without you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we're going to look at purchased by the blood of Christ. Let's firstly have a look in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Which says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now that scripture shows us clearly, firstly we can see from this scripture that we have been purchased with the blood of God. And that is something that's of immeasurable value. Purchased with his own blood that he shed on the cross for us. It shows us that the Lord Jesus Christ, he was not just a man, he was God. And his blood was sufficient to deal with the sin problem of mankind. God has given us something that's exceedingly precious in shedding his blood for us. When you think about the fact that mankind sinned originally in the Garden of Eden, and that sin has tainted all of mankind after Adam. Man was the one who messed up. God created man and man messed up. And God himself came to earth as a man, but God also, and paid the price for us. Paid the price of sin, because we know that sin demands a penalty. And the penalty is death. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself came to earth to rectify the problem through his sacrificial death. And he purchased us, actually purchased us with his own blood. So you must be worth a lot. We must be worth a lot to be purchased with the blood of God. Now that you should know that you are worth a lot to the Lord, because he has purchased you, and he would not shed his blood to purchase some worthless thing. So he shed his blood to purchase us, and as such we now belong to him. We belong to the Lord. He has purchased us. The blood of Christ. That blood, as I mentioned, it was sinless. It wasn't just ordinary blood. It was the precious blood of God, the sinless blood of God. Because we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he did not have an earthly father. He was born of a virgin. And we know that it was supernatural. So his blood was not as sinful, tainted blood as mankind's blood is. His blood was sinless and precious, and specifically so, because only the sinless blood was sufficient to pay the price for mankind. So he purchased us with his own blood, and we should esteem the blood of Christ because it is such a precious thing. Let's have a look in 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. Says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." The word of God says that we were redeemed not with corruptible things. And thankfully, we were redeemed with the precious. The Bible calls it precious. Precious blood of Christ. As of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Because a sinfully tainted blood could not wash away the sin of mankind. You needed something pure, something sinless, something precious. And Jesus Christ himself was sinless when he came to earth as a man and God also. He was a sinless man. He never sinned, never. He was sinless. And his blood was sinless blood, precious blood. So we have been redeemed, not with corruptible things. His blood has the power to redeem mankind, and it has that redemptive power that is eternal. Eternal. It will never lose its redemptive power. His blood is precious. The Bible says, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The perfect sacrifice for us. Let's go to Ephesians 1:14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We are his purchased possession. The church is his purchased possession. So as we can see, purchased with the sinless blood of Christ by his sacrifice, and as such we now live for him. We live for the Lord because he has purchased us. He purchased his church, purchased us. And it makes you be so thankful to the Lord for his great love, that he showed such compassion on us to rectify the problem that man had, in that he could not be reconciled to God before the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed himself. He could not have that unity, spiritual unity with the Lord, because there was that sin barrier, that sin problem. But the Lord Jesus Christ rectified that problem so that whoever trusts in him, whoever trusts on him and believes on him and allows themselves to be washed clean by his blood and transformed and made new, spiritually made new, that they can be now reconciled to God spiritually, be brought into unity with the Lord by having a new spirit created within them. That's what the Bible teaches us. So the blood of Christ, it washes us, it washes the sin of man away, washes the sin of man away. And it's only his blood that has the power to do that. Washes it completely away. Transgressions completely away. So that you stand before the Lord, if you have been washed clean in the blood of Christ, you stand before the Lord as a righteous person. He does not see you as a sinner. He does not see any sin in your heart because you have been washed clean by the blood of Christ. He does not see sin in your spirit because your spirit has been made new and clean, and only the blood of Christ has the power to do that. So we are his purchased possession. The church is his purchased possession. Purchased. And let's go to 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. What the scripture says, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now the scripture says that, because we have been bought with a price and we know what that price is. The shed blood of Christ. We have been bought with a price. So what does the scripture say that we should do? Glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God's. We belong to him. And we should see ourselves that way, as his possession, purchased by his blood. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in us. And we are not our own. We are not our own. We have accountability to God for what we do in our body and what we do with our souls and our spirits and what we choose to listen to and what we choose to follow. We have accountability to the Lord, because we have received his sacrifice. We are purchased with his blood. We are not our own, the scripture says. We belong to him. So we have accountability to him. And the responsibility to be obedient to him as his children. So we should glorify God in our body and in our spirit. Glorify God. That means following the way of God, following the word of God, doing what he says, making biblical choices, because we are not our own. We are God's. We have been purchased with his blood. Have a look in Matthew 26, verses 27 and 28. Matthew 26, verses 27 and 28. Says, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. The Lord Jesus Christ told us why he shed his blood. It was his blood of the New Testament. And you know, we have a better covenant now in the New Covenant, the New Testament, than the people of God did in the Old Testament, because we have the new birth. We have the new spirit. And that is much, much better. It's much, much better to have our sins washed away rather than just covered over by the blood of an animal sacrifice from year to year. We have the redemptive power of the eternal blood of Christ, which has washed us clean. And even if you make a mistake, even if you fall down as a Christian and sin, the blood is there to wash you clean as you confess it to God and repent of it. It's there to wash you clean in the blood of Jesus. So the Lord Jesus told us why he shed his blood. It is the blood of the New Testament. And it has been shed for many for the remission of sins. It is available to every person. And it is God's will that every person be saved. Because there has been no higher price paid than the shed blood of God himself. So it's a great honour and a great privilege to be washed in the blood of Jesus. And do you know that means that we have unity with the Lord and will be with him for eternity? Praise the Lord. You keep walking strong in the Lord and do not go backwards. Do not turn again, the Bible says. We do not turn again and go back into the way of the old ways. We keep going strong in God, strong in the Lord. And we have the promise of eternal life. Praise God, we have it. Do you know, eternal life commences the moment a person is born again. They are endued with that eternal life, the life of God put into their spirit. Praise God. So shed for many for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Romans 5 verse 9. Romans 5 verse 9 says, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now that's a wonderful thing there. Firstly, the scripture says that we are justified by his blood. Justified. That means that we've been made legally right in his sight. Justified by the blood of Christ. So no longer should we see ourselves as sinners or call ourselves sinners. God does not see us that way anymore. The price he paid has justified us. It's made us right in his sight. We are justified by his blood and saved from wrath through him. Now that's wonderful that we are saved from the wrath of God, because the wrath of God, we know the wrath of God is dealt upon sin. Sin has a penalty, it has a price. And the wrath of God comes upon sin. And we know that there is future judgment for this planet. There is judgment even now being played out on international levels. So we are saved from wrath through him. We are saved from wrath. And that's wonderful. Just like Noah and his family were saved from the flood, the global flood, by going into the ark. We are saved from wrath by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the redemptive power of his blood. We are saved from wrath through him. Have a look in Colossians 1. Colossians 1, let's have a look at verse 14. The scripture says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Praise God, we have the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins. We don't have to be walking around as sin-burdened people. We have the forgiveness of God through His blood, the scripture says. Through His blood, redemption, redeemed, that means bought back, purchased, redeemed. Redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And if you have a look at verse 20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in heaven, things in earth, or things in heaven." So, having made peace through the blood of the cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. The blood of Christ has brought about the reconciliation. The shed blood of Christ, when you let it wash you from your sins in the new birth, means that you are reconciled to God, reconciled to Him. That means you have now, you are joined to the Lord, joined to Him, praise God, joined to the Lord, having made peace. Peace, remember, the angel said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And the reason was because it was peace between God and man that the Lord Jesus Christ has brought about. Peace between God and man. Goodwill toward men. Praise God. So we have been reconciled to God the Father by the shed blood of Jesus. The shed blood of Jesus. Have a look in Hebrews 9. Hebrews chapter 9. And let's read verses 12 to verse 14. Which says, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Because that's what it has the power to do. The shed blood of Christ, which was offered to God the Father, has the power to purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. We can serve the living God as righteous, justified people because His blood has made us clean and reconciled to God the Father. And it's so much better than the Old Testament covenant, where it says in verse 13 they use the blood of bulls and of goats to cover the sin of the Israelites, covered them, their sin over. Now that was the solution for the time until Christ came and enabled man to be born again, to be born in the inner man, born again in their spirit. So praise God, we have the power to serve the living God. We are purged. We are purged from the dead works. Praise God, by His blood. And verse 22, And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. So we have to understand that there was the necessity for Christ to shed his blood, because without the shedding of blood is no remission. There is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. And the reason for that is because the sin of mankind needed the price to be paid. And we know that the transgression of Adam and Eve carried with it the penalty of death. So death was necessary. Bloodshed was necessary. The blood represents life. That's what the scripture tells us in the book of Leviticus, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So blood represents life. So without the shedding of blood is no remission. So it was necessary for Christ to shed his blood for us. It was necessary to completely remove the sin, to take away the sin nature and change it to become a pure spirit. It was necessary. And let's go over to chapter 10 in Hebrews, and we'll read verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. That's what the scripture tells us, you see. So the Lord Jesus Christ had to come to earth to rectify this problem properly, because it was not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins, only the pure blood of Christ. And verse 19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So you can enter into the holy place of the Lord, into the throne room of the Lord, boldly as a Christian, by his blood, by the blood of Jesus, because you have been washed clean as a Christian, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. And that's what God sees. He sees you as a redeemed person, justified and righteous in his sight, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2:13. Let's look at Ephesians 2:13. The scripture says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And that shows the mercy of God. He has done everything for us, so that we could be reconciled to him and have that relationship, that wonderful and precious relationship as a father and child together. So we are in Christ Jesus as Christians. Sometimes, the Bible says, we're far off. That means before we were born again, we were far off, because we had the divide of sin separating us from God. But now, as Christians, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Made nigh to God, nigh to him, by the blood of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? We are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And lastly, Colossians 3:17. Colossians 3:17, remembering that we are not our own. We have been purchased. Purchased by the blood of Christ. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So as purchased people, this is how we should be living our life. Whatsoever we do, we are to live for him. Whatsoever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. He created us and he has purchased us. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have been washed clean as Christians by the blood of Jesus. We thank you that we are righteous, redeemed people, justified and made pure in your sight by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the redemptive power of the blood of Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.